expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
There you go. Yes, we are here again one more time on the Mike Radio Show here at www.mikebroadcastddv.com. This is the day the Lord has made. I am rejoicing and I'm glad in it. We also want to welcome all of our viewers for the Mike Show. Of course, I do on my phone, and this group goes with me every place I go. But you can also tune in here at www.mikebroadcastddv.com. And the call-in number is 973-925-4559. If you want to call in, question, comment, something about my lesson, let's stay focused today. I want to share with you some things. I want to pray and get into this. I got a lot to cover in less than an hour. And I want to continue to celebrate the presence of the Lord. I'm glad to be alive. I am a fighter. I am an overcomer. I am an achiever. And no matter what the devil throws against me, I'll always rise to the top. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. I've been listening to this song by Fat Joe. You know, I'm not even a big rap fan, but that just a piece of that song now is on a TV commercial. The snippet just jumped out of my spirit, and God spoke to me. Said, "Nothing can stop you, son. You're all the way up. You're all the way up." And I look back over the year of 2017 and how God has kept me over these last 11 months. It's been so exciting. It's been a tearing down of old and the coming up of new. There's been some new people in the picture. There's been some people behind the scene. I am so glad for the progress and the leadership of the mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church and KOM Ministries and the Pastor Workshop Clergy on Fire, and to all the connections and the spider web movement that God is doing that's beyond the local church model. And I've been a challenger of the traditional model as we move towards the alignment of what God wants to do in this hour. And I'm going to be dealing with the topic today about nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. So I do invite you. Thank you, Elder Lisa Brown, for tuning in. Joshua Green, my cousin, Cynthia Jones Easton, one of my most famous and faithful SITU students, Susie Harper, Tiffany Alito. We need you to get your Bible, and I want to continue to talk about you have to have a mindset that you know you're all the way up and you're not going to lose. You have to continue to tell yourself that. To meditate means to say something under your breath over and over so you know you're not going to be tricked by the enemy or the outside forces. Even church folk, even saved people, even folk that love the Lord will talk you out of your dreams, your visions, and your aspirations. And so I want to encourage you this morning here in the month of December. We made it through the month of December. God be praised. I made it 11 months. I'm still here. 54 years young. God has been good, kept me healthy and strong. I give honor to my Savior Jesus the Christ. Of course, to my beautiful wife, my son Tawan Torres, to my daughter Micaiah, Simpy McDuffie, to my godchildren, to my family, my friends, my members, my M38 supporters, SITU, my beautiful social media page, Mike Live, AI237, Strategic Insights. I can go on and on and on to the famous churches of the pastors, Pastor Workshop Clergy on Fire. I am just so excited to know that we're moving forward, and I'm watching God do a new thing, and it is an exciting. In 2017, I feel has been my best year of ministry, my best year, because I've learned that you have to be so fully persuaded. You're not moved by people, circumstances, money. You're just fixated on the kingdom of God, and all of these things will be added unto you. And you have to convince yourself. You have to be fully persuaded that what God promised you, it is coming to pass. Don't allow no one to shake you. God bless you, Wallace Hayes. Don't allow anyone to move you, Joshua Green. Don't allow anyone to make you quit, Tiffany. Stay in there, Elder Lisa Brown. Get ready for Heart to Heart Ministry. We're about to start an outreach center at School 18 called Heart to Heart Community Center, led by Elder Lisa Brown. She'll be meeting on a Thursday night, 6 to 7:30 at that school. We're going to open a classroom up. She's going to do life skills, movie nights, anything you want to do in that community. If you live by School 18 in the Patterson area, it's time to turn every school building into an outreach center. And I'm appointing leaders over these outreach centers. I've also connected to a Pastor Keisha Love and Wisdom Outreach Center at School 28. She's working along with Street to Street a brother named Tony. And so we're by school 28. Get ready. Some things happen over there. We have a brother named Abraham who's going to be moving and doing some things out of school 4. A doctor, Reverend Peggy Cook, PC Ministries, purposely chosen outreach center at school 12. We got Reverend Marcus, Market D. Ministries at school 30. And Dr. Martin Luther King School, which is also another school, Don Bosco. My wife, Minister Jay, will be launching something for More Than Meets the Eye at Rosa Parks High School and also working something through Stars Academy. We also have some leaders up and coming. They'll be coming to, of course, on Market Street and, of course, Madison Ave, which is Melody in Motion. And School 21, Reverend Mom Collins, working along with Atiyah Barrett with her Queens program. Listen, the church got too much to do to fuss about doctrinal issues that no one even cares about. No one really cares whether or not you have service on a Saturday or Sunday or what time you have church. Just change your community. No one cares, you know, whether or not you baptize in Jesus' name or in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. We always offer some stuff. They got nothing to do with the price of rice. People are interested in lives being changed. To Reverend Diana Flagg, continue to move forward, you and your husband, and your radical ministry to the social media and doing great things that's never been done before. It's all about doing what needs to be done to be as effective as you can be. Now, I was on my page, my Might Live show, and I said a couple of things that were quite radical, but I want to repeat those things, all right? Your climate and your culture will determine the type of ministry that you need to perform to be effective in your today's society. What happened in the climate and culture of the 70s or the 60s, it's not the same climate and culture now of 2017 going to 2018. And if you know anything about business, know anything about social media, know anything about TV, you know anything about medical profession, things change according to the present society. And so as society changes, so does your productivity, so does your strategy, so does your leverage. Things change according to society. Only church folks and folks in church leadership keep doing the same model every year and don't understand the power of change. It's amazing how I can speak to a truck driver who works on Sunday and feels condemned because he works on Sunday. I said, why you just can't go to church on Saturday? He said, well, I'm not a seven-day Adventist. What are you talking about? It got nothing to do with it. What day of the week can you go someplace where a pastor or a leader can speak into your life and you can be submitted to that body and stay committed to that body and be pastored or shepherd, better word I like, to train and equip you for ministry? What does it matter what day it is of the week? It doesn't matter. Well, the church is not a physical building. It is a spiritual people that may go to a physical building. The power of change. You got that right, Reverend Diana Flagg. You got that right, Crystal Johnson, my president. And so we're taking an apostolic, radical look at how the kingdom needs to be advanced in all ways in society. We need a societal effectiveness and change so we can do what's most advantageous for the kingdom of God. And so we're going to pray, Lord God, we thank you that you are the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are the Father of all glory, and you give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, that our eyes are enlightened, that we know the hope of your calling. The glorious riches that are inside the saints and that exceeding greatness of your power to us word, because might make definitely believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you exerted in Christ when you raise him from the dead, when you raise him from the dead, up, up, up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. See, when you raise him from the dead to go up. That's the prayer I'm praying for you in Jesus' name. You have to know you all the way up. You have to know you on top of a point, and you refuse to come down to appease your enemies. Don't waste time talking to Sam Ballots and talking to folk who are glad that you fail. I've learned that every question does not deserve an answer. Every accusation does not deserve, I didn't do it. Sometimes you just ignore people. Don't feed drama. Sometimes look at people like, well, that's what they said. It's, oh, okay. And keep on going, because what folks want is attention. And sometimes I learn, even as raising children, negative attention is attention. And sometimes when you ignore people, they hate that boy because they want you to spend a whole lot of stuff on a bunch of stuff that don't mean nothing. Sean Clark, keep going, man of God. Keep going. Go forward in the power of God. How God is blessing you, man of God. I'm honored by your leadership in the musical world. Jose Morales, my number one fan. And Sherry DePearl, go forward. You're all the way up. Hello, good afternoon, my president. Hello, hello, Cynthia. All the way up. That's right. I want y'all to, every time you hear that song on TV, all the way up. That's right, Dan. I'm tired of attention seekers. And when you ignore attention seekers, you begin to focus on what's the most important thing, which is the kingdom of God. I said this past week at my Bible study at McDonald's that the scripture says to God who does exceedingly abundantly above more that we can ask, think, dream, or imagine. That's the Amplified Bible. And most folks stop quoting that scripture at that point. But keep this in mind, it's about according to the power that worketh in you. And so the problem is not the God that does exceedingly abundantly above more that we can ask, think, dream, or imagine. The problem is we don't got no power working in us. We got church. We got religiosity. We got bishop robes. We got apostolic robes. We got choir anniversaries. We got all-night prayer meetings where you do all the talking and they can't hear God speak. We got just a religious thing we do just to say we did something. Listen, you want to do what needs to be done at the time it needs to be done. And if God wants to change it, go with the change. God's nature is the same. God's word is the same. His love does not change. He's God that changeth not. But his methodologies change. Yes, it does. Strategies change. Thinking outside the box change to Crystal Cleese, one of the greatest commissioners of the Board of Education. Don't you stop, girl. You're all the way up. You're all the way up. Don't you stop. Keep going in the name of Jesus. And so I ask that God will bless you in all that you touch, Sister Crystal Cleese. And Ephesians 3 says he works it according to the power that is within you. So if it's in you, you got to find out what's the power that's in you. Is it just church services on a Sunday morning? Or is there a kingdom in you? Is there a mindset of victory? Is there a mindset that if God be for you, who could be against you? What's the power that worketh in you? And there are a couple of words for power. A word called dunamis, and there's another word called exousia. And there's one that stands for authority and one that stands for strength. You know, and I'd rather have the authority. If someone deputized you with power to be in charge, you're deputized. Joseph was placed in charge of Egypt by Pharaoh. That was like an exousia, all right? There's another term for power, which means dunamis, which means energy, which means explosive. And so Joseph was placed second in charge of Egypt. He was all the way up. And he was all the way up, and nothing can stop me. His brothers tried to stop him. They sold him out. They thought he was dead for 14 years. Some scholars said 17. And it's amazing to watch if you stay faithful and stay consistent to your call and stop quitting every time someone doesn't agree with you or dropping the ball just because everybody don't agree with you or you try to get 30 folks and say, is that the Lord? Is that the Lord? Can you confirm it? Can I get you to come in agreement? Maybe no one don't want to agree with you. Maybe you got to believe by yourself. Maybe you got to swing by yourself. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. Nothing can stop me. And when you're that fully persuaded, people will call you cocky. They'll call you stuck up. They'll call you all types of names. But just don't quit. And God will bless your boots off. God will supply your need. God will fight for you. They'll come out against you one way, and they'll flee in seven ways. And this was the mindset that Jesus walked in. And God the Father was always doing exceedingly abundantly above more than we can even ask, think, dream, or imagine. If the power in us is working correctly, Barbara and Crystal and Diane, the power of God will work in us. Diane Flagg said, that's right. Swing by yourself all the way up, all the way up. And if you have that mindset, then you will find it not easy to quit, to give up. To say, I don't want to finish my college degree. I don't want to go get my master's. I don't want to go get my doctrine. I don't want to try for that position because I feel unqualified. You got to know the kingdom puts you in a category by yourself. It doesn't mean you stuck up. It means that you swinging with a mindset of a king or a queen. You are royalty. You are more than a priest. You are a royal precept. You are a spiritual people that's joined together by a common denominator called Christ Jesus. And Christ joins us together as a winning team, a winning squad. So I'm all the way up. I'm so excited today. I can scream. I'm sweating today because God is good and is worthy to be praised. It's funny. I was talking to my wife about that the type of revival that our cities need is a place where we're able to have people skills to meet the children at the level of their needs, all right? Now, I'm going to say something. I'm going to shock some of you. Listen to me, Evelisa Brown and Ruth Simpson, those running my I Am Initiative program. Revival is going to break out amongst people who understand people skills. If you can understand how to connect to people, no matter from 5 years old to 55 years old. If you know how to speak and talk to people and listen to people and show concern about their problems or and are compassionate about their situation, whether they messed up or not, and you can get in their level and understand their language, revival will break out. And stop thinking revival because the pastor come in church and scream for 3 days. That's not revival. That's what we call revival. The term revival means to bring life. Life to what? Life to economics. Life to your urban cities. Life to issues we overlook. You're all the way up. How effective is your ministry in reaching the lost? And when I say lost, stop thinking in terms of numbers. A 14-year-old kid is lost. Your niece, who is 36 years old, with five different kids, with five different daddies, and your niece thinks about committing suicide. So God sends you to revive your niece. Minister to your niece. Minister to your cousin. We always think that revival comes by what we call revival. Revival is not always what's in our mind. All right. Pastor Mark Exum Sr. says, maybe sometime no one wants to agree with you. Maybe you have to believe yourself by yourself. Yes, sir, Pastor. God bless you, man of God. I'm all the way up. I'm loving it. Yes. This thing is going on. I'm singing all the way up. I'm all the way up. And that's what you need to prophesy. You all the way up. Don't come down. Don't satisfy people who don't get out the boat. If you fully believe, man, the power will kick in. I'm trying to tell you, man, the power will kick in. It's funny. I said something else on my Mike Live page the other day, and this is what I said. And here's the purpose of true prayer. God wants you to pray the prayers that he wants you to pray so God can give you the answers he wants to give you. Hello, Damons. God bless you, man. God, I miss you, man. Love you. Pray for you and your wife and your trucking business. God wants you to pray the prayers he wants you to pray so thereby you can get the answers he wants to answer. Now, what we do in the church circle, and we've done this, and I've done this too, we charismatics, word of faith, nab it and grab it, you know, say it and scream it and run around and do the funky chicken, and we just claim and stuff in Jesus' name like we worship, like we work in a magic potion like I dream a genie and wrinkling our nose. Every time we sign Jesus' name on the bottom of the check, God just does that. That is not the purpose of those scriptures. Every scripture in the New Testament deals with the advancement of the kingdom of God, winning souls, making disciples. The focus is on the advancement of God's rule and reign in the earth through the spirit realm until it manifests into the visible world. And the church is both to be trained and equipped by his leadership how to effectively advance the kingdom and win souls around the whole world and change cities, change counties, change states by the advancement of the kingdom of God, not your denomination. All right. Not because you Baptist, Presbyterian, Pentecostal, Catholic, you know, apostolic, ultra apostolic, you know, apostolic on steroids. You know, we got all these denominations which split us, not knowing the power is in the ability to network as one family, though we might have differences. And this is what we don't understand. But when you find someone that's fully persuaded and they don't quit, they don't give up. See, you got the right ones. I'm a type of guy. You can tell me you leave and you quit. I say, okay, see you later. And I'm going to pick up and I'm gonna keep going. I mean, I see you 5 years from now. I see you 10 years from now. Because you're not going to stop me because I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. When you grab hold of the kingdom, you found, it's like the Bible says, a smart guy sells all he has and finds the kingdom and does not let it go. And once you find the kingdom, you can't be punked by Republicans, can't be punked by Democrats, can't be punked by tea parties, coffee parties. I can't be punked by nobody because I'm all the way up. The kingdom makes you victorious. The kingdom comes in you and Christ becomes your Lord and Savior. People can steal what you give. If you understand your authority, you won't allow people to take authority over your brain and regulate your mind. I'm in a bad mood. I don't feel like getting out of the bed. I got the Monday blues. Why are you giving people all the authority? I get up dancing on Monday. I say, thank you, Lord God. This is the day you made. And thank you for all the blessings. I'm all the way up. See, you got to talk. There's a power that works in you that allows you to say things like this: God is doing in my life today exceedingly, abundantly, above more than I can ask, think, dream, or imagine. My sister Ruth using my thing, can't be punk. And I talked about punk in the pulpit. I talked about that because we're easily moved by crowds, moved by people. Even as we approach the term revival and changing the world by prayer, even that has been perverted and twisted. My cousin, who's on my page, and I hope he pops on here today. He said, if prayer was the only thing, then our churches, then our cities will already be changed and transformed, because I don't know yet any church in Patterson that don't have prayer meeting on Wednesdays. And I'm looking at the last 37 years of my life, and I'm wondering, what's wrong with our prayer meetings that is not really transforming our cities? Because when there's really kingdom transformation, listen, it affects the economics. It affects the job market. It affects racism. It affects our political climate. It affects the culture. It affects society. We got a little revival amongst our little church building on a Sunday or a three-day revival. We think we did something. That's your revival. It's not God's revival. The word revive means to give life, to release the anointing into society, into education, into the issues that plague us in our city, especially our Black African-American cities, our urban cultures. You know, it's funny, I can go over my bridge and drive over the Fairline and look at the school system, look how clean the streets are, and watch the different climate between Patterson and cities like Fairline and Upper River and the Saddle River and Franklin Lakes. I'm looking at such a large divide. You know why? Because we're not really preaching the gospel of the kingdom. We're preaching just what we want to preach. And I'm here to bring a radical change to how we do church. I'm here to shock you, to make you understand that what you might be doing, maybe what you want to do, but it's not what Christ wants you to do. God wants to do exceedingly, abundantly, above more that you can ask, think, dream, or imagine according to the power that works in you. So I got to ask myself a question. What am I doing to develop the power that's in me? What's the dunamis in me? What's that thing working in me? What's the power? Is it dunamis? Is it exousias? Is it the power authority God's given me? Or I'm just doing denominationalism? I'm just doing what everybody else doing. You know, you get a church, I get a church. You get licensed and become the assistant pastor, become the pastor of a little local church. Maybe God don't want to do that. Maybe God wants you to have church services on a Wednesday night at 11 o'clock at night. Maybe God wants you to close your Sunday morning service down and do something on a Friday night for truck drivers. Maybe God wants you, forget a building, have churches out of McDonald's every week. See, we don't want to think outside the box. We got God already pegged out how he going to do something. That's not me. I've decided to break out the box. And I said, Lord, whoever you have for me is for me. And what's for me is for me. God knows my area code. God knows my phone number. And you got to be bold enough to go for what God has given you and be willing to pay the price. Stay the course. Ruth Simpson says, thank you for saying it. God bless you. God bless you, Ruth Simpson. God bless you, Joshua, my cuz. Can't be punked. All right, I'm all the way up, cousin. You got that right, Joshua. Ciara Miller. You got to get up in the morning and say, I'm all the way up. And when you think of up, think of the kingdom. Kingdom comes in three heavens, third, second, first heaven. The third heaven is what I call paradise. It's the heaven where God rules and he manages. There's where all our relatives are in Christ. That realm, there's no demons and there's no devils. Everything is perfect. Everything is peachy cream. There's where people go when they die in Christ. The second heaven is the place of spiritual warfare, the place of spiritual incubation. The first heaven is the planet Earth, and God gave us management over the first heaven and the second heaven, and we get our marching orders from the third heaven, and God has delegated everything to us. We're under management, and we're supposed to walk in that thing. Lisa Brown said, what's for me is for me. That's right, and start talking like it, thinking like it. You ought to be excited when you get up and say, Lord God, you made this day. I can tell you something that God did in the last 7 days of my life, but if I told folk, they wouldn't even believe it. That means when folks said it couldn't be done, it can't happen, no way possible. And these are bishops and prophets that were prophesied. Pastor Mike, don't do this, don't do that. Stay away from this, stay away from that. Don't focus on this. And every time they tell me that, I always believe the opposite. I said, okay, thank you. And I do the complete opposite. Because I've learned that people will always try to restrict you to their experiences. When you understand where you are, you all the way up, you see things at a different perspective. People who never step out of boats can't tell anyone about walking on water. We're going to take our first break, of course, for the DDV radio station. You're watching and listening to www.mikebroadcastddv.com. We'll come back after this break.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait and switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
All right, welcome back to, of course, my Mike Radio Show here at DDB Radio at www.mikebroadcastddb.com. And I'm also doing my Mike Live Show at the same time. And I'm watching God move. God is creating a whole new family through the social media circle. May not be many in front of me on my Sunday morning service, but across the social media page, I've been getting hits of 1,000 people, 1,500 people, and my radio broadcast is growing. I was just requested by a famous rap star of the 80s who is going to be interviewed by me in the month of December. And you're going to see this famous rap star who made millions of dollars, who's saved now, wants to be on my show. And so it's coming up. So I'm just telling you, there are things that will come to you if you stay up, if you don't quit, if you don't drop the ball, if you don't walk away from what God tell you. It's a sacrificial thing, man. Jesus Christ says, eat my flesh and drink my blood. And all those disciples walked away from him, and only 12 remained with him who were close to him. And those were the 12 that turned the world upside down. And it was 11, one commit suicide, which was Judas. And I believe that one was replaced by the Apostle Paul. And so these 12 turned the world upside. 12 men committed in discipleship said, we all the way up. And they refused to give in to the pressure or the afflictions or the persecution that came from the old religious movement. And they stuck with God, and God did some crazy stuff. Okay, now listen to me carefully. Happy birthday to Pastor Shannon McKinney, my spiritual daughter. God bless you, and Pastor Joe out there in Virginia. May God bless your ministry. Amen, somebody. I'm also wanting to give honor to the mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church. We got church tomorrow at 9 a.m. sharp to 10:30. We got a 90-minute service on 5 through 5 Broadway. That's on the corner of Broadway and 23rd Street. Come through the gate, come through the back door, listen to the music, and find yourself through the building. We're in the midst of a construction project because we're all the way up. We're into economics. We're into transforming buildings. We're into spreading the gospel of the kingdom, not just through the traditional Sunday morning model, but taking back all the other 6 days so the kingdom goes on 24 hours, 7 days a week. And that's my mindset. We also want to invite you to become part of my GoFundMe account. If you want to support my social media page, you enjoy me teaching and preaching, I need about 318 of you to pledge $1 a day. That's $1 a day to support me. $1 a day. Go to my GoFundMe account. If there's 30 days in the month, sow 30 days. If there's 31 days, sow a seed for $31. If there's 28 days in February, sow a $28 seed. And once you sow that seed, you become one of my 318 warriors. I mean, they're going to train and equip you through SITU. You'll be part of my circle. In 2018, I'm going to start gathering this group together. And all of my leaders of my I Am Initiative will soon make up the new body of ministers of the Pastors, Pastor Workshop, Clergy, and Fire. And the close circle of ministries that's directly under my covering will make up the SWAT movement. And this is what's going on. And God is showing me how to develop a revival in our cities that doesn't take a whole lot of people, but it takes committed people who got a mindset of, I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. And I'm going to stay up. Or I'm not going to come down. Or I'm going to stay up. And you can stay up. And it takes you the ability to not be punked by others, and don't allow yourself to feel less effective because a whole lot of folk are not calling out your name and spinning around and doing the funky chicken. You want to find out people who understand and want to be touched. This is very important. I was standing in my living room at my AI 237 site in Weehawken, and I was talking to Jamie about prayer and what we thought prayer was and what prayer really is. And prayer really means communion with God. That's simply what it is. And communion means there's two levels of speaking, one when you speak and one that God speaks. And I've been in a lot of prayer meetings when the person did all the talking. And I always ask myself, people who pray all night, well, all right, now y'all pray for 8 hours. So what did God say while you was praying for 8 hours? What do you mean? You mean you talked to God for 8 hours and you didn't give God an opportunity to talk back to you? You mean you scream and shouted and danced all night and you can't come out that 8-hour meeting and let me know what did God say to the body? You can't. Really? That's a lopsided conversation. And my cousin, and I forgot, Devon Brooks, he said something powerful on Facebook. And I taught this so many times. If prayer is the most important thing, then why is it that we don't see change in our society? We don't see change in our climate, in our culture, because prayer is not the most important thing. I'm going to say it again, whether I like it or not. Prayer is not the most important thing. Because when folks start categorizing spiritual stuff, they'll say stuff like that. Prayer is more important than tithing and offering. No, it's not. Because without tithing and offering, the man of God not supported, and that affects his ability to teach about prayer because he got to get his bills met. So you can't categorize. Everything is important in the spiritual kingdom of God. And if you're praying to God and communing to God, and God tells you to do something and you don't take heed to it, or you ignore it, or you overlook it, or the answer comes in a way you're not expecting, don't blame God. Don't blame the devil. Blame you for not taking heed to the answer that God sent in the most unorthodox way. I was standing in my living room, right, and I was communicating to my wife, saying this for the third time because I keep losing my train of thought. I said, you know what true revival to me in my today's society for my urban youth and the great city of Patterson is that you have to make relationships work with young teenagers. You have to find a way to connect to a 13-year-old, a 16-year-old, or a 12-year-old at an early level. And if every man of God, every woman of God, just grab hold of just one person and train and equip them for 3 years, become a mentor to one person. Stop trying to win the world. And just win your nephew, win your aunt, win your cousin. Just grab one person and minister to that one person. God will blow us up. But we so busy got the American model of large, mean, in charge. That big means healthy. Big might mean swollen from infection. Just because something's large doesn't mean it's healthy. Sometimes God builds small groups very strong and set the foundation powerful so nothing can shake you. So you be saying stuff, I'm all the way up. You can't move me. You can't make me quit. Don't even try it. Can't even talk me down. I'm building a wall like Nehemiah said. I don't care what Sanballat says. I don't care what them devils say. I got a sword in one hand. I got a wrench in the other. A wrench. And I'm not coming down to waste time with your opposition who don't care if you're successful anyway. They want you to fail so they can say the famous words, I told you so. He missed God. I told you he don't know what he's doing. See, that's what your enemies want. And soon learn to discern between your enemies and those who understand you have a passion to believe God. And so I'm pointing to you that you have to be sensitive to God's voice when you pray. So while I'm holding the conversation with Jamie about relationships, the Lord God kind of made my ears pop up like the Bionic Woman. I went like, and my TV was playing the Elf movie. I forgot the guy that stars in that picture, but it's the older white guy. The white guy, he's in this movie called The Elf. And, of course, he's really with Santa Claus, and supposedly his father is a rich businessman. And he comes to New York looking for his father, and the guy thinks he's crazy. And he says, you're really my dad. And he's an elf from the North from the North Pole. And so in the picture, the older guy tries to make friends with the younger brother. He's maybe 9, 10 years old, and the younger brother is ignoring him. And the elf guy, it's just a nuisance. Can I be your friend? Can I be your friend? Can I be your friend? And the little boy comes, I don't want to be your friend. Go someplace. Who are you? We know who you are. Until he was walking down the street and the little boy got hit with snowballs. Now the elf guy joins in with the boy and starts throwing snowballs like a professional because the little boy does not know this is a real elf that deals with snow. So all the snowballs around, he's throwing snowballs like they're bullets and knocking everybody out. And because he did that, he connected to that child. Could you believe that I'm talking to my wife about true revival and God answers the prayer of how to create relationships using the elf movie on TV at the same time, simultaneously. We don't have a problem with talking to God. We got a problem with listening when God responds to the prayer requests because we think God speaks in King James language. Come down, Moses. Let my people go. Come on, man. Stop. No. God speaks in the terms of Pattersonian voice. If you live in Patterson, if you live in Fairlawn, he speaks in language that you understand in Fairlawn. If you live in Nicaragua, he speaks in that language. Whatever your climate and whatever you're used to, God uses that to speak to you to communicate kingdom truths. And so you have to be able to receive that so God can let you know. So since that was an answer to a prayer, God said continue to focus more this year on training and equipping people. Now, I have here in this notebook I got in my hand, it's my School of Might leadership notebook, and it's my leadership program, Equipping Mighty Wise Leaders to Lead Nations. And I'm making this a professional notebook in 2018. In my hand is Dr. Reverend Peggy Cook's book that she put notes to. And I'm not going to share all the stuff that's in this notebook, but I'm going to update the information and make this my training manual. Now, many of you watching me and listening to me on Mike Live here also at www.mikebroadcastddb.com, I want to train and equip people how to use a non-religious approach to preach the kingdom. How to use a non-religious approach to preach the kingdom. So there's a way to communicate kingdom truths without looking religious. Because a lot of folks hate religious people. They love Jesus. They love God. They just hate church folk. They tired of the traditional church model. But they love Jesus and they love the body of Christ. But they have not run into people who are normal. You can have normal conversations. See, I love sports. I'm a Redskin fan. I'm also a New England Patriot fan, all right? I'm also a boxing fan. You know, I love comedy. I love onstage comedy in New York. I got an AI outreach center in Weehawken, New Jersey. So my wife loves New York. So we jump on the ship, go oversee the shows, come back across the ship, and stay at our AI 237 site at times. So I've learned the culture of New York is different than the culture of New Jersey. So I study the culture, and I study the present climate, which determines my strategies in communicating the gospel. So I've learned that if you make friends with someone and they can trust you, they will give you their heart. So I soon learned in order to communicate to the hearts and minds of people, you got to gain their trust. That's the key to revival, gaining the trust of the people to open up. Folks want people to tell them about their past sins, what they're going through, what they're struggling. I wouldn't tell half the church for what I go through as much as they dog people out. I wouldn't tell half the people. I said, Lord God, give me those trusted circle people who were open up and let you give you how you feel honestly. That's what God give you, your wife, your son, your family, your friends, and a core of people who you can speak honestly to. You don't want to tell your stuff to an enemy. Don't confuse a Judas with a Peter or a Peter with a Judas. You might be thinking you're talking to a Peter. You might be talking to a Judas. That's why he that's led by the Spirit of God are the what? Sons of God. Now, I want to read something to you because I've been trying to get to this point about learning how to listen to God with his true prayer, and able to get the proper strategy for your present society. You have to study your society. You have to spy out the land. You got to do like Nehemiah. You got to do like Joshua did. You got to be able to go and spy out. Before I go and take back the city and AI, before I go and bring down the walls of Jericho, not AI, I'm sorry, Jericho, let me send forth my ministerial staff to spy out the land, to study the culture of the land, the climate of the land, the society, and then retrospect my strategy and my plan, how I'm going to exert or execute my ministry or my outreach program. So I've learned that the spirit of religion chases a lot of folk away. And I realize a lot of folks hate coming into the church building. So my thing is turn the school building into a church building. To get away all the religious relics and all the stained glass windows and all the pictures of Jesus standing like this, who we call Jesus, which basically is a picture of what Michelangelo envisioned of Jesus. My picture of Jesus looked like me, dark, you know, locks of hair, you know, wool, looks kind of olive dark color. That's my picture of Jesus, you know. But I come to find out we live in a Western culture that has tried to pervert and twist the very images of God. So once you start speaking truth, truth will knock down every opposition. But truth has to be lived in such a way that's quite wise. It's quite strategic. It has to be delivered in a capsule that's conducive to a child, conducive to a teenager. And I'm dealing with this thing now. My daughter Micaiah is getting older, from 15, 16 to 17. She got her written permit for her license. And so I'm learning how to give her a little space as she hang out with her best friend Kayla. And I'm learning how to teach her how to have communication. Now she want to go to the movies and hang out. And now I got to show her how to talk to her mom and talk to me. It's been a growth in process. Spending more time with my parents who've gotten older, and now I stay closer to my parents' house. I stay at my parents' house, so I'm watching over my mother and my father, and watching them grow older is a mind shock, you know what I'm saying? And because you study your society, you study your climate, study your culture, so you have the proper methodology to operate in the kingdom. The Kizzy Dawson, my spiritual daughter, all right? I'm praying for you that God continue to give you wisdom in all things. And so I believe that God has given me the boldness and the strategy to stand firm and stand strong, even when people don't understand what you see. And when you are fully persuaded that God's giving you something, you can start saying, like I've been saying for this whole show, I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. You know, and that means I'm so up, I won't come down, because I already know what God has shown me, and I'm watching God confirm it. It's one thing to assume something and be presumptuous if God doesn't confirm it. But if God give you witnesses and God is confirming it and God is doing miracles, then you got to do nothing but shout and dance. From Pillar College, Hohokus Trade School, Eastwood College, creating jobs, watching God open up the I Am Initiative in different school buildings, watching the impact I have on principals and students, watching things grow from the ground up, looking at God connect dots, watching God move through different stuff. It's ridiculous. And God does this with a small core of full persuaded believers, and God fights for me. It's the most amazing feeling in the world to know that even when people let you down, God would never let you down, and he always takes care of you. My God, in the book of Mark, let me read something to you. Mark 9, and you're watching, of course, www.mikebroadcastddv.com, but you're also watching Mike Live. And I want to read something to you out of Mark 9, and I did this story before, but let me just read it again. In Mark 9, the scripture talks about, in verse 17, it says, 9:17, a man in the crowd answered, "Teacher, I brought you my son who is possessed by a devil," all right, "that has robbed him of his speech." Verse 18, "Whenever it seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and becomes rigid and stiff." These are all characteristics of demonical possession, too. "I asked your disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not drive him out." And then Jesus says, "You perverted and unbelieving generation." Huh? What did Jesus say? He called the Jews. Listen, "You unbelieving and perverted generation, how long shall I stay with you?" So he's really saying to the disciples, "You've been with me close to 3 years. And now by this time, you should have got this by now. If I'm all the way up, you got to be all the way up. Christ, I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up." And all the other 12 disciples are supposed to be saying, "I'm all the way up." Up means the kingdom is up. Rules over the world. Rules over evil. Rules over demons and devils. Your mindset got to change. Not that God is lacking power. We don't believe. So he says, "How long will I bear with you? How long should I put up with you?" Then Jesus said, "Bring the boy to me." You know what it really means? Y'all should have took care of this. You should knock this thing out. If the pastor have to continue to be the person that does everything, that means his staff ain't work diddly squat. If the pastor got to do everything, that the assistant and the elders and the leaders are not all the way up, Carolyn, they all the way down. So if you look around and your pastor, your leader is doing everything, you're not taking any weight off of him, that pastor is saying, "Bring the boy to me." So which means that the boy was not supposed to be brought to Jesus. The boy was supposed to be brought to the staff. But because the staff is not trained how to cast out devils, the staff is not trained how to do cultural ministry, the staff is not trained how to have forward movement all the way up, Cynthia, because then since the staff don't do it, the weight falls back on the leader. And that's why a lot of your pastors, leaders, apostles, and bishops die before their time. They're sickly because they do not discern the Lord's body. And the blame is on both sides. Either the pastor is controlling and manipulative and cannot release authority, or the church folks are lazy and they're at the pastor's cheerleader every Sunday and don't think they're involved in ministry, not knowing that everybody in the church building on Sunday are ministers, all of them. And the leadership is supposed to train them how to get out and go forward and say stuff like, "We all the way up. We all the way up." That's the role of your local church. Well, guess what happened? Jesus, "Since you don't believe, bring the boy to me." Now watch this. Jesus asked the boy's father, watch the covering, "How long has it been like this?" And he said, "From childhood. It has often thrown him into the fire." Now watch what the demon do. The demon or the devil throws him in fire and throws him in water to what? To kill him, to murder him. This is what demons do. Demons cause self-hurt, self-pain. Demons jump in people that shoot up schools and blow up buildings. That's a demon. That's a devil. It possesses minds. All right. You know why we can't stop it? Because we're not training folks understand what the voice of the devil is versus the voice of God. Every thought you get don't come from God or the devil. It doesn't come from you or God. It comes from the devil. Recognize the voice, recognize the thought, and shut it down. But he said, "But you can do anything. Have pity on us and help us." And then Jesus says in 9:23, and I like how this translation says, he said, "If you can," Jesus, he said, "if I can, if you can," he says, "everything is possible to him that believes." Now, I want you to see this. And listen, this is very important. If you believe, you enter into a world of possibilities. That means the second you say stuff like, "That can't happen, that won't ever happen, that's impossible," you shut down miracles that come out of impossibilities. I can give you about three miracles that happened to me in the last 7 days that if I had told someone what I was believing, they would have talked me out of it. I'm trying to tell you, don't you let church folk talk you out of your vision. Don't you do it. Because people who don't believe try to spread their poison of not believing on you. You got to stand Denise Turner. You got to stand Carolyn Williams. You got to stand Cynthia and say, I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. And keep believing and speaking. And God will do stuff that will blow your mind. He told the Father, he said, if I can, the focus is never on the power of God. The focus is on, do you really believe? And believe means to be fully persuaded. How persuaded are you? And how do I know when you're fully persuaded? If your feet line up with your mouth. Denise Turner said, I'm all the way up. I love it. I want people on my show. I need 120s. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. I want you to prophesy that. When folk try to pull you down, I'm all the way up. And that's Fat Joe, all right? Church folk really want to ring me, boy, I tell you. I've had a decrease of speaking engagements lately. Thank God for Facebook. Thank God for my shows. Because God said, okay, whatever, any door they shut down, you all await, Pastor Mike. Keep on going. 37 years of ministry and just as effective. Now, I got less than 5 minutes for www.mikebroadcastddv.com. And this show will be loaded up as soon as I'm off the air. And I want you to send this out to like 20 and 30 people apiece. Now, those that watch me, you loving this show, I need your support. Go to my GoFundMe account and sow $1 a day seed. December, I think, got 31 days. You can sow a $31 seed. Once you sow a seed, you become part of my 318 circle. And I'm going to train you. I'm going to equip you. And I'm going to do great things. And I'm going to let you know that God knows exactly what's going on. Don't get discouraged. Don't allow the enemy to make you feel that you're not impactful and that you're not effective because you're not doing it the way everybody else do it. Unorthodox, unique, different. Is how you sell products. Two people can sell the same car, but one car does something different than the other car. And one car will sell more than the other one because of its unique and its style. All right. When Jesus said this, he said, bring me the boy started convulsion. All right. And the boy father says, I do believe, help me overcome my unbelief. And here's the deep thing. Unbelief is different than doubt. So apparently the religious structures of that day was trying to influence this Jewish father not to believe that Jesus was the Christ. Because unbelief means to see truth and look like it's not the truth. Unbelief means to see the truth, know it's the truth, and say, that's not the truth. That's just like someone who walks on water and they say, you know, look, he can't even swim. See, that's what unbelief does. They look at you. Know you the bomb diggity, know you lit, know you anointed, know you got what needs to be done, but will overlook you and pick someone else. That means unbelief. And this spirit was on this Jewish father. And he told Jesus, I need to get this unbelief off me. So the Bible says Jesus saw the crowd was running towards the scene. He rebuked the evil spirit. You deaf, dumb, mute, come out. I command you to come out of him and never enter into him again. The demon screamed, convulsed him violently and came out. The boy looked as much like the corpse that many said he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet and he stood up. And then after Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, why couldn't we drive it out? He said, this type is only driven out by prayer and fasting. And the question, what type? Is it the demon or the spirit of unbelief? The spirit of unbelief, what needs to be driven out of us. Stop acting like, listen to me, y'all. Stop acting like you don't see the truth. When you recognize it and God is moving through someone, work with them. Connect with them. Unite with them. Ignite with them. And God will blow your mind. Now, listen, I got to close out. And I'm offering on my show today my School of Mike Leadership Program, which I'm training people how to impact your community, your school, by using a non-religious approach to advance the kingdom. This notebook costs about $39, which include a year worth of lessons and a training lesson. If you're interested, sow a seed. I said, McDuffie, I want that notebook, and I will train you how to turn a school building into a community center and launch a new type of ministry. I got to begin to close out. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Mike Radio Show here at DDV Radio at www.mikebroadcastddv.com. We'll be back to you next Saturday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. All right. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Call free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now.